You know, one thing I find really exciting is that Cardano has introduced a two-phase Dijkstra scaling roadmap for the upcoming Laos era. It feels like a big shift from broad scalability goals to a much more structured engineering plan.
And that's where the real significance is. The core argument is that Cardano can improve transaction processing, reduce congestion, and support more complex applications without giving up the decentralization that has defined its approach.
I love that the roadmap uses a two-phase structure. It just feels more thoughtful than dropping everything at once.
Exactly. Instead of deploying a major upgrade all at once, Cardano is taking a staged approach that allows for testing, validation, developer adaptation, and careful monitoring.
Phase one is expected to focus on laying the technical foundation, new protocols, improved transaction handling, and preparation for higher throughput.
Its priority is stability and measurement, not immediate maximum performance. That's a healthy way to approach a major scaling change.
Then phase two would expand the scaling effort if the first phase succeeds, moving toward broader deployment, deeper integration, and more visible network performance improvements.
Dijkstra scaling is presented as more than a superficial upgrade, which is an important distinction.
Right. It suggests a fundamental improvement in how Cardano processes and orders transactions, rather than simply increasing block size or making minor architectural tweaks.
That matters because blockchain scaling often forces difficult trade-offs among speed, decentralization, and security.
And Cardano has historically tried to avoid the scaling compromises seen in other ecosystems. So if a Dijkstra-based approach lets the network handle more activity while preserving its core design principles, that could be a major milestone.
The Laos era is framed as the broader vision under which this next stage of growth will occur.
Cardano has built a reputation around research, governance, and cautious development, so that framing feels very much in line with its identity.
The challenge now is converting that reputation into real-world scalability that users and applications can actually experience.
By pairing Laos with a Dijkstra-based roadmap, Cardano is attempting to create a clearer path from experimentation to deployment.
That gives the project a more concrete structure, and it makes it easier for the community to track progress.
The practical benefits could be really meaningful: faster transactions, lower fees during high-demand periods, and a smoother user experience.
For developers, the larger benefit would be confidence that Cardano can support more complex applications without hitting the same performance limits that have constrained other chains.
And that developer confidence is important, because real usage depends not only on technical upgrades, but also on reliable tools, documentation, and integration support.
The main risk is execution.
A roadmap is not a guarantee, of course.
Cardano could still face technical challenges, compatibility issues, or slower than expected adoption.
The community will likely judge the roadmap by measurable results: improved throughput, lower latency, stable network performance, and clear progress in each phase.
Developer adoption will also be a key indicator of success.
If the new scaling tools are well documented, easy to integrate, and supported by strong testing, developers are more likely to build on them.
Overall, the roadmap is a meaningful step in Cardano's evolution.
It shows that the project is taking scalability seriously and approaching the problem in a structured, incremental way.
If executed well, it could help Cardano reach the level of performance needed for broader adoption while maintaining its decentralization-focused identity.
I think the value of the plan will ultimately depend not on the announcement itself, but on what happens after it.